It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. Dan Manley along with Ivan Rawls for the 50th time of the modern era. We're going to play a girls' Kentucky State High School basketball tournament beginning today, and we've got an exciting field. We've got a team that is certainly a heavyweight that everybody thinks will probably walk away on Saturday night with yet another championship that would run their mark to four. Will that happen? Well, we're going to find out over the next 4 days. A lot of great talent, a lot of really good teams, and a lot of really great players in this tournament. And Ivan Rawls is with us. Ivan, good morning, and I know you're you're always excited about this tournament, but, the expectations for a lot of great games. I can't remember when we've had a team that seems to be a dominant team like we have in Sacred Heart, and yet this tournament looks like it's going to be filled with a lot of great games and great performances.
It really is, and everybody knows how good this Sacred Heart team is. They're looking to do something that's never been done, to win four state championships in a row. But they can be beaten, in their first matchup tomorrow night in this first round, GRC could be that team that knocks them out. And if GRC, which is really, really talented in themselves, if they knock Sacred Heart out, I think this opens this thing up because, you know, GRC is vulnerable without their leading scorer on the season and All-Stater and, you know, national top 30 player in Sierra Byers, you know, because you've got the round one, the other half of this bracket that starts tomorrow, it is heavily loaded with some powerhouses. But teams that are playing today, they're jockeying to get in that Final Four because, they can see. If they get through their first game, they can see a path to getting to that Final Four. But everybody knows this is a Sacred Heart tournament to win, but the percentage of them winning is lesser than what I think it's been the last couple of seasons. And this GRC team knows that they can play with this Sacred Heart team.
Opening game coming up here very shortly, and it's Region 4 champion Bowling Green, the Lady Purples, coached by Calvin Head, and the Owsley County Lady Owls out of Region 14, coached by Travis Smith. And we'll be back, catch up with the two head coaches before the game. Let's step out right now 90 seconds, and then we'll be back. Ivan will be courtside with the coaches here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Will Keith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Will Keith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Mm-hmm. Back here at Rupp Arena, getting ready for Owsley County and Bowling Green. Bowling Green is back again. Calvin Head is a young coach, really, but he's getting to be a veteran here in this state tournament. Ivan is standing by with him right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Lady Purples of Bowling Green, Coach Calvin Head. And Coach, we were just talking off the air, Nolan, Kayla James, Meadow Tisdale, but hey, the Lady Purples in this program continues to find its way back here to Rupp Arena. This year had to be even as or more satisfying than the last few that you've attended.
Absolutely. I'm extremely proud of this group. They've showcased a lot of resilience, and most of all, they showcased trust in me to be able to prepare them for postseason play. And I think we're playing some of our best brand of basketball we've played all year. We kind of reinvented the way that we've got to play, but keeping our core principles the same. And we're excited about the matchup today.
Talk about the style of play this year. Obviously, it has to look a little different based on personnel.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're not going to score a bunch of points, but we really try to guard hard and rebound even harder, and try to contain our opponents as much as possible and try to take away the things they like to do. And they've bought into it. So, I mean, in our last six games, we're holding opponents to 35 points a game, which has allowed us to be successful. And so hopefully it bodes true today.
Got this Owsley County team. I'm sure you know very little about it, with the exception maybe once you realize what the draw would look like if you got here. What do you know about the Lady Owls, and what do you expect here today?
Well, contrasting styles. They can really, really shoot the basketball and score it at a bunch of different levels. They've got four double-figure scores. They got a 2,500-plus point score, and we got some size. So our guard perimeter defense has to be really good today. And then we've got a rebound out of our defense as well. So, like I said, contrasting styles, they average 63 points a game. So hopefully we can cut some of that off.
I know you got to hope that your experience of being on this platform pays dividends. This is the first time this school's been here. You got to hope in those first few minutes, maybe that's an edge.
I hope so. We've got a bunch of kids, too, in new roles that's never been in this moment, too, so hopefully they'll be settled. But we've got some who returned from last year. So, to your point, hopefully that'll help us get off to a good start.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
That's Calvin Head, head coach for the Lady Purples of Bowling Green. We'll take a one-minute timeout when we return. We'll talk to the head coach of the Lady Owls, Coach Travis Smith. You're listening to the Mingy's Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
The people in Boonville, how excited they are in that little community in Owsley County to be here. And Ivan's got their head coach with him right now across the way.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of the Lady Owls of Owsley County, Coach Travis Smith. And Coach, have you been able to take this all in the last couple of days? What has it been like there in the greater Boonville community?
You know, it's just, I sense some pride, from our community and from everyone. And I think it was just it was something special for all the former players and coaches that had, worked so hard and tried to get, to this point, and we'd always just kind of come up short. And I think they all, it was a collective sigh of relief and pride when we finally were able to get it done.
Tell us about this team. What has it been about this team that gave them this opportunity here this week?
This started 12 years ago with this group of kids and the goal of to be here. So it was a long process, a lot of blood and sweat and tears, and you know, wins and losses and ups, downs, and then, you know, was able to all come together for you. This is the, you know, the first team at Owsley, you know, that we really looked at and said, if we just had one more piece, this is the most complete team that we've ever had.
What have you imparted to these young ladies the last couple of days in order to get here and represent yourself, to give yourself a chance to advance and to continue to play?
Yeah, well, first off, we just, you know, made sure we wanted to know that they needed to enjoy this and soak up the experience and you know, make it a memory that they would, you know, remember from now on. And at the same time, we've told them, you know, you want to leave it all on the floor, win or lose, when the day's over, you know, you want to be able to look back on it and say, well, we gave it everything that we had. And that's been basically our message, you know, since the regional final a couple of days ago.
Real quick, Coach, talk about your opponent today, the Lady Purples, a program that has experience being here. Talk about what you expect today and what you hope to happen for your Owls.
Yeah, I think, well, with the team that's been here, I think they've been here five straight years, and I think we're in a Final Four a couple of years ago. You know, we need to get through this first 4 minutes. I don't think they're coming in here starstruck or, you know, they've played on this floor before. They've had the experience. So for us, surviving the first four and getting our kids calmed down to the point that they're ready to play, you know, and then after that, you know, being able to match their defensive intensity, you know, we're kind of a high-scoring team and they're more of a defensive-minded group, and, you know, we just got to see which one of those teams can, you know, get their style of ball going, you know, the quickest.
Coach, thanks for your time today. Good luck. Congratulations on doing something historic for that community. I know the locals are very proud of you and this team.
They are, and we just appreciate all the support that we've got from them.
That's Travis Smith, head coach for the Lady Owls of Owsley County. We're inside of 15 minutes here, this opening matchup of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 here at Rupp Arena. It's the Lady Owls of Owsley County taking on the Lady Purples of Bowling Green. We'll return here on the Gateway Sports Network after this two-minute timeout.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Back in the studio, Jeff West, who constantly feeds us valuable information, pointed out that the population of Owsley County is 4,041. The enrollment at Owsley County High School, they listed at 187. Bowling Green's got 1,292 down there in Bowling Green. It's a long way, Ivan Rawls, from Bowling Green to Boonville.
It is a long way. We just say going from Mount Sterling to Boonville was a nice little trip for us a few weeks back. And what a lovely little community and nice little gymnasium that they have there. Is a stark contrast. For
and there really is a lot of, there's a lot there. There's a lot of, there are a number of businesses in Boonville. You don't really get the sense that you're going through a county that small, that a community that is really that small with the school. But that's the way it is. This team, they started out the season 2-4 on the year, but they won the All-A 14th region. They made a little bit of a run in the All-A state tournament down in Corbin. They have inside presence. They have outside presence. The question I think that we always come down to, Ivan, when we see a Western Kentucky metro area team playing a team from Eastern Kentucky, what about that schedule? What about who they played? Has this Owsley County team faced enough high-level competition to be able to come up against Bowling Green? Boy, that sounds like a put-down. If I'm from down in Eastern Kentucky, I'm going to say, wait a minute. But facts are facts. It doesn't always happen. We'll have, you know, Pikeville that will come in here. They've been here, and they'll be, I think, very competitive later on. But certainly for Owsley County, that's and the coach said it so well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
First 4 minutes.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and that's what you want to look for any situation like this where you got a big matchup. But because of the gravity of what they've just done, being the first time representing their school in a state tournament like this, you know, do the nerves get, you know, there are a lot of young players on this Owsley County team that are going to have a part and a hand in their success. And I just think about Macy Brown on the inside, you know, a big presence on the inside, but she is a young player. You know, Carly Smith is their outstanding player. She's a guard. She's a senior. You mentioned their experience at the All-A. Does that help them a little bit here? But when you look at this Bowling Green team, although they look and have to play a little differently than what they've done the last couple of years because they were a more of a power team down on the inside, they are very athletic. They will get up and guard you. How comfortable will this Owsley County team be against that? Because they've probably seen a lot of zone, and they saw a lot of zone you know, in their region play. And so how do they get comfortable, you know, if this team really gets after them all over the floor? Although we talked about, you know, both coaches talked about contrasting styles, I guarantee you when this game gets going, if Coach Head can have his way, he's going to try to press tempo because he's going to try to see if he can turn them over. He's going to see, have they seen this type of pressure and type of athleticism that Bowling Green is going to have? Because the top, you know, two or three teams in the fourth region this year were very athletic, Dan. They were long and athletic. And so Bowling Green's seen contrasting styles before, but they really want to use their athleticism, I think, and quickness to their advantage in this matchup.
The Purples have lost 10 games coming in here, but when you look at the body of work and the caliber of teams that they've lost to, we're going to see a McCracken County team coming up here later today that beat this Bowling Green team by 16, but that was fairly early in the season. They played within three of Franklin County, for instance, a team we'll see later. They have faced a lot of high-level competition coming in here. They came back later in the year, and that same McCracken County team that beat them by 16, they beat by 3 points when they got them on the Bowling Green home floor. So, again, this is a very not the experienced team that we've seen from Bowling Green in the past, but yet, hey, these girls have been here. Maybe it wasn't in the role that they're in today, but they're very going to be very comfortable here, I think, coming in this opening round. And beyond that, looking ahead, they probably think they've got McCracken County coming up next, and that's a team that they're going to feel very comfortable against. Then maybe Franklin County, that's a team they would feel comfortable in playing. So you know, hey, young players, you say, what do they know and what they don't know? They've looked ahead a little bit, and they know what's down the road. And I think this Bowling Green team will come in here inspired to think that they can be a team that can make a run, that they can be playing on Saturday morning, that they can be a team that could be playing on Saturday night for a state championship here in this 2024 Girls Sweet 16. The crowd is beginning to trickle in. I don't think we would expect to have a really big crowd for this opening game. You hope that by halfway through this first game that we've got a pretty good crowd here in Rupp Arena.
Yeah, you really hope that you would get a great representation. You know, you didn't know what to expect from Owsley County. You know, this would be a first time. You expect a pretty good contingency, and it looks like they do up behind us. They're kind of separated, it looks like, their crowd, and maybe some of that's McCracken County too. Yeah. With that maroon in here, but should be you know, what I think as the afternoon goes along, a great representation of a crowd in here.
We're going to step out. Teams have left the playing floor, gone back to the locker rooms, and we'll return with more pregame information, getting ready for this opening matchup of Bowling Green and Owsley County in the 2024 Girls State Tournament from Rupp Arena. We'll return 90 seconds from now.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Well, if you're Owsley County, you hope that you can get some good three-point chances in this game. They have shot the three ball extremely well, 43.2% from the three-point line. I mean, these little girls been down here around Boonville shooting out on the barns, and they have expanded the court a little bit in the barnyard. It's now longer out there.
Well, and that community takes advantage of its resources. When you talk about, you know, the Daniel Boone National Forest and what they have available to them down there in the South Fork area with the waterways and stuff like that, this team takes advantage of its resources. And, of course, when you got Macy Brown down on the inside, a presence. And they've probably faced a lot of zone and teams trying to keep Brown from getting the ball down inside. When that ball touches inside and comes back out, they're getting a lot of clean looks throughout the season. And they've taken advantage of that resource that they've had, that difference maker in Brown being on the inside with that size.
Carly Smith, she thinks she's Reed Shepard. She's shooting 52.8% from beyond the three-point line and has put up 123. Aaliyah Lynch has put up more three-point shots than anybody on the team, 170. She's shooting 44.7% from out there. Taylor Grubb has put up 101 three-pointers. She's at 44.6. And Addison Terry has shot 143 times from beyond the arc, 40.6%. They've put up a lot of shots down there at Owsley County. They come in averaging 66.5 points a game, and that's a big number. On the other side of the ledger, this is a Bowling Green team that will certainly depend more than anything else on a lot of players getting involved. They have only one player averaging in double figures, a lot of players averaging about 5 points or more, and they are not a real good three-point shooting team, but they do have in Katie Smiley, a player who's shot it really well, 37%. Is a pretty good number for her from there. We're about to have the pregame activities going on. Owsley County, they're already back out on the floor. They're in maroon uniforms, and right now we're pausing for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please stand and then remove your caps as we play our national anthem, recorded by Butler County.
Our national anthem. We're still operating by video. We'll look forward to the time maybe when we come back and have the kids live here. I mean, that was always a very exciting time.
For the students
from all over the state to be able to come in as individuals, as duos, as trios, as choirs to sing the national anthem.
Yeah, that adds a little bit different to the atmosphere when you can have them live and in person. And you know, in some respects, you understand, you know, this also opens up opportunities for maybe some schools that maybe it would be a long travel for them, and if their schools are not participating in this, to be able to do it virtually the way that they've done it.
Let's go to the public address announcer now for the introduction of our starting lineups.
16 State Basketball Tournament. This contest features the 14th region champions with a record of 26-9, the Owsley County Lady Owls, and the 4th region champions with a record of 23-10, the Purples of Bowling Green. Fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, your starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. For Owsley County, at a guard, a 5'10" sophomore, number 2, Addison Terry. For Bowling Green, at a guard, a 5'9" senior, Natasha Alexander. For Owsley County, at a guard, a 5'6" senior, number 14, Carly Smith. For Bowling Green, at a guard, a 5'9" senior, number 4, Riley Campbell. For Owsley County, at a forward, a 5'9" senior, number 12, Shelby Murray. For Bowling Green, at a guard, a 5'1" junior, number 13, Natalia Wardlow. For Owsley County, at a forward, a 5'10" junior, number 22, Alea Lynch. For Bowling Green, at a forward, a 5'7" senior, number 5, Chloe Potter. For Owsley County, at center, a 6'3" freshman, number 34, Macy Brown. For Bowling Green, at a forward, a 6' junior, number 10, Katie Smiley. The head coach for Owsley County, Travis Smith. The head coach for Bowling Green, Calvin Head. Your officials for today's game, LaRon Kittrell, Josh Birdsong, and Tanisha Hickerson. The alternate official is Daniel Grigsby.
So we are just about ready to go here. White uniforms, purple numerals trimmed in gold for the Bowling Green Purples, and for Owsley County, they're dressed in maroon with white numerals and trim, and Owsley County will move right to left on your dial and your device here in this first half of play. And moving into jump center Bowling Green, Katie Smiley. She is their leading scorer, their leading rebounder, but not huge numbers, 10.8 points, 5.9 rebounds. They list her at 6 feet tall, and Macy Brown on the other side is listed at 6'3". And Ivan, you want to? You think we've got our first program discrepancy here, maybe?
I brought this just for you, Dan.
You bought a tape measure.
I knew you would question the height of these players this weekend, so I brought a little prop.
Well, I don't know how tall these young ladies are, but I can tell you that
there's that, not difference.
There's if there is any difference, Bowling Green's Katie Smiley may be an inch taller. Than Macy Brown, but we're about ready to roll here.
Yeah, Smiley had 20 points in that matchup in the opening round last year here, so she's experienced on this platform.
Let's see, the experience that Owsley County gained in the All-A Classic, playing on a big floor, playing in a big arena. Let's see if it helps them here. Tip is controlled by Owsley County as it was slapped back to the player who stirs the drink for them, Carly Smith, and she has it almost threw it away, feeding it over on the right side to Addison Terry. Terry dribbles to the top of the key. They leave her alone. She fires a three. It's no good. Off the iron to the left, and the rebound is claimed in there by Natiya Wardlow. The little girl comes all the way down. Left baseline, jump shot from about 14 feet is put up and in by Natasha Alexander, and Bowling Green has a 2-0 lead.
And the make basket allows them to apply some pressure right off the bat for Bowling Green.
It's man-to-man, though, and easily down across the timeline comes the Carly Smith, gets it across easily, and it's man-to-man defense, driving in on the right baseline. Goldsmith, the ball gets knocked away and out of her hands by the defender who, and the player on her is Natiya Wardlow, who's listed only 5'1". And so they're going to try quickness on the point guard for Owsley County first off here. They swing it around the perimeter. Over on the left wing is Aaliyah Lynch. Now Smiley. Back on the left side to Addison Terry. And now Macy Brown comes out beyond the three-point line. Doesn't have anything and leaves it back to Smith. They're working the perimeter, and now Brown goes down inside. There's a three. It's kind of forced up, really, by Addison Terry. It goes out of bounds, but touch last by Bowling Green, and Owsley County gets to save a possession there, which they need. They've kind of forced up an unneeded shot right there, but impatient. They want to get on the board, Ivan.
They want to get on the board, and Bowling Green's forcing them to play on the perimeter and contesting shots.
Here's Brown down inside, spins, weaves. Shot is blocked by Katie Smiley, put up by Brown and rebounded by Bowling Green. Quickly down. On the perimeter, it's Wardlow. She'll let the offense get set, and Owsley County settles back in a 2-3 zone. We play just over 90 seconds. Bowling Green a 2-0 lead. A little jump shot is put up that is no good. Rebounded by Bowling Green, and we're going to get a foul. The personal will be against Shelby Murray. Shot was put up by Natasha Alexander off the mark, but rebounded by Katie Smiley, and she tried to put it back up and got fouled and puts the free throw up and in, and it's 3-0 Bowling Green.
You heard Coach Calvin Head talk about the importance of being able to rebound in this ball game against Owsley County.
So it's 4-0 as the free throws are made. Now here's the full court pressure. Again, they get in the hands of Addison Terry and let her dribble it up across the timeline, being guarded by Alexander. In some trouble. Coming to bail her out, get the ball as Carly Smith out under the timeline. Dribbles down top of the key. Kills the dribble. Gives back to Terry. Drives into the lane. Little floater is up. No good off the back of the iron. And it's rebounded by Alexander. She's going to bring it herself. Alexander skips across the timeline. Owsley County able to get back. Wardlow moves off on the right side. Moves in. Puts up a 15-footer. No good. And nobody under the basket for Bowling Green. Addison Terry able to bring it out. Terry stops top of the key. And driving in on the right side, I don't know if she was trying to put a shot up or make a pass, but the ball got deflected out of Carly Smith's hands and out of bounds. Now Bowling Green's going to make a substitution. I think we'll see a bunch of these over the course of the day. Josiah Franklin, a 5'8 senior, averages 7.3 points a game, comes into the contest and comes in replacing Natasha Alexander here driving in, trying to penetrate as Carly Smith goes in, puts it up and in.
What a great move by Smith right there. Gave a little look off. But I like what Dalzie County has done the last three trips down the floor, Dan. They've gotten touches inside. They've gotten feet in the paint.
So we played 3 minutes. It's 4-2 Bowling Green. Working around the perimeter against the zone defense. Bowling Green, Wardlow. And Wardlow, again, I'm going to tape measure her out at about 4'10". There's a three-point shot that is put up and no good by Katie Smiley. Rebounded.
Great.
And there's a run out racing down, laying it up and in. All alone was Aaliyah Lynch for her first two, and we are tied at four apiece.
Great look ahead by Shelby Mary there. Got that ball and advanced it forward for the easy two for Owsley County.
So, Bowling Green jumped up 4-0. Owsley County has come back to tie it. Now Wardlow is going to come out of the game. And back in to replace her is Natasha Alexander. So they get the starter back in.
Got to get looks, I think, for Smiley against this zone if you're Bowling Green.
They're penetrating, going in and missing. The left-handed layup was Franklin, rebounded again by Owsley County and almost taken away at midcourt, but Owsley County gets it back. Passes over on the right side to Lynch. Hands it off now to Smith. Back to Lynch. A long three good. Oh, beyond the extra line out there was Lynch bearing the three, and it's 7-4 Owsley County.
And that was the defense never got set that time and can't allow these Lady Owls to get those type of looks.
So Bowling Green trying to counter. A three left side is put up no good. Rebound. It's one and done. That was Katie Smiley shooting from outside. Down to Lynch. Challenges. Gets her shot blocked and go out of bounds and stay with Owsley County as Josiah Franklin, who's listed at 5'8". She got up and got a long arms, blocked that shot. But Owsley County saves the position. And now it's Riley Campbell coming out for Bowling Green. Wardlow is back in there.
That length of Franklin made her look like 6'4". When she jumped and got those arms extended.
Here, Terry floats it into Brown. Brown turns left into the lane and puts it up off the glass. No good. Made a nice move, but couldn't find the rim. Missed it badly. Rebounded by Bowling Green. Coming down is Franklin. And may have gotten away with a walk. Gives it up and running in, putting up the left-hand shot in there and missing it is Alexander. Now a long pass down. Right corner, Addison Terry drives for the basket. Lays it up too hard. Rebounded up, no good, but a foul. That's going to send Shelby Murray going to the free throw line for a couple of shots as Chloe Potter gets the personal foul.
Well, I think the question for Coach Smith has been answered, Dan, when you look at the nerves in these first 4 minutes of play. Is the Lady Owls are trying to play their game. They're getting the ball off of the defensive glass, and they're advancing it forward, beating what appears to be a quicker, more athletic Bowling Green team down the floor.
Shelby Murray, a left-handed senior, made the first free throw, missed the second, rebounded by Smiley. It's 8-4. Murray's kind of a role player, good defender, and battles on the glass well, won't score a lot. Here, they bounce it down on the inside and get it back to Wardlow for a three that's no good. And rebound, Terry able to save it down the baseline, gets it to Smith. She's running. Heads down the middle over on the left side. Addison Terry dribbles through the lane, runs into traffic, gets her shot blocked out of bounds. But, hey, these blocked shots inside, they're blocking them out of bounds. Owsley County gets the ball back, and it doesn't seem to be bothering Owsley County at all. We are at the 2:53 mark of this opening quarter. 8-4 Owsley County over Bowling Green, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
And
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Allegheny County with the ball coming out of the timeout, leading 8-4. Smith dribbles right across the key, hands it to Lynch for a three. Good.
Right now, Allegheny County on an 11-0 run, Dan, in about the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds in this ballgame.
And Lynch with eight of those 11 points, a pair of three-point shots. Lynch is a 5'10 junior. Here, Wardlow floats it down low and made a good pass, but unable to catch the ball.
Well,
down under the basket was Alexander.
Well designed play. I saw Coach Head. We're right behind the Bowling Green bench. Saw him draw it up, and they had her wide open on the baseline. She did make the catch.
And Alexander's coming out of the game right now. He immediately replaces her, and Chloe Potter is back in there. Here is Addison Terry across the timeline. The press is no effect yet. Lynch dribbles left across the key. Gives to Smith, who's open from 18. Good.
Oh, just shooting right now for Owsley County is on point. And the stats are speaking to what they're doing right now.
13-4. 2 minutes to play. Opening quarter. Here, again, dribbling on the perimeter against the zone. Driving into the lane. Shot is missed. Rebounded, put back up, no good by Potter, and Owsley County comes out of there with it. It was Taylor Grubb, a freshman who's in the game, who kind of came away with the rebound. Driving right side of Smith, flips it up and in, but they're not going to count it.
They called a jump ball.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't see any of that. I thought it was a continuation. I thought it should have been a three-point play, but hey, they don't give me...
They don't come and ask.
Yeah, they don't give me the right to have influence on this game at all.
the alternate on the possession arrow, it goes to Bowling Green. Ja'Kiah Mitchell, a 5'10 senior, is checked in for the Purples. So Coach Head is, he's going to play a lot of people. I don't know if he can force the pace of this game up enough, though to where conditioning won't be that much of a factor, even though he has a deeper bench. Driving in on the left side, the shot is put up. And left well short, may have been partially blocked by Smiley. Rebounded by Owsley County. Addison Terry right side. Gives a little stutter step, runs under, missed a shot. Brown trying to get the rebound over the head of Ja'Kiah Mitchell, and she reached up and slapped it out of bounds and go to Bowling Green with a minute 15 to play here in this opening quarter.
It's going to be hard for Bowling Green to get anything to happen in their favor until they make a basket. They've got to make a basket in order to allow their defense to have any kind of effect on this game.
Here working on the perimeter, Katie Smiley, right wing, goes down inside to Potter. They get it right back outside, though, because Brown's in there defending. Ball tipped inside. Mitchell gets it, picks it up. Can't get a shot away. It's deflected out of bounds by the Lady Owls. And with 53 seconds to go in this first quarter, it'll be inbounded by Bowling Green down on the baseline. Katie Smiley looking to inbound, sends it left baseline. There's a three that's up, and it bounced out. Put up down there by Riley Campbell. Rebounded, long pass down, but Bowling Green gets back. Here's Terry with it. Over to Smith, fires a three. Good.
And she knew she was going to get a clean look because Wardlow was guard. And Wardlow thought it was a timeout. She almost lost the ball there. But, Smith recognizing the matchup there.
Smith has 7 points now. 16-4. Owsley County down inside Mitchell. Contested by Brown. Missed the shot. Rebound, Owsley County. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Down to Terry. Terry hands it off to Lynch. Lynch will give to Smith. Dribbles back left to Lynch now. Clock at 8 seconds. Going to have to hurry now and get a good shot. Pass down the baseline to Terry. And tried to send it into Brown. They take it away. And they get away a shot that's well beyond the mid-court stripe, and the first quarter has come to an end. Bowling Green led this game 4-0. At the end of the quarter, they trail 16-4, and we'll be back. in just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Opening quarter of play, three-point field goals. Owsley County has made 3 out of 5. Bowling Green's made 9 out of 4. But the big stat, Bowling Green 1 of 13 from the field. It's kind of like, you know, I say it, the old line that I've used ever since girls basketball started back in 75 again, shoot to shoot.
Yeah.
You got to shoot to score, not shoot to shoot.
And they're not playing to their strength or have been able to play to their strength in the offensive side, and that's Smiley. I think they've got to figure out a way to get looks for Smiley around the basket to fuel that defense and then to hopefully maybe add some more pace to this game to their favor. But right now, Owsley County's beating them at every facet of this ball game, and the one that really surprised is the way they're out rebounding Bowling Green here early.
I believe now Brown is 2 inches taller than Smiley. Here's Lynch dribbling right all the way down the lane, lays it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound Brown, got a block from behind, but into the hands of Owsley County. And here's Terry with it. Terry will bring it outside. Smith, point guard. She wears a black headband, hair in the long, in pigtails, dribbles left. Gets it knocked away, though, but picking up is Terry. Back to Smiley, launches a three left side, in and out. Rebound by Bowling Green. Coach Calvin Ann says, let's get down the floor. Hurry up, Katie Smiley. Now they have it, but Owsley County back on defense. Driving in, penetrating, missing a little flip shot. In there is Franklin, but she gets her own rebound and gets it back on the outside. Campbell has it. Coach Ed says, hey, get in the right spots. In the middle of the defense, they've got Chloe Potter. Franklin behind a screen by Potter, goes down in low, turning into the lane. A little flip shot is up, no good, but a foul. And that'll be on Macy Brown. It'll send Katie Smiley to the free throw line for a couple of shots.
I think you got to get it in there. One, you know, Smiley's probably your most refined offensive player, but two, if she can get fouls on Brown, that could be a huge development in this ballgame.
Smiley's free throw is up and it lips out. They have been stuck on four for a long, long time.
Not a long time to kind of see. They have the drought up there.
They finally break that string, and it's a third point for Katie Smiley, and it's 16-5. Smith working the ball down against Alexander. Alexander really applying a lot of defensive pressure, but Smiley handles it well. Here's Addison Terry, left side. She's very strong with the ball,
yeah.
Terry. She's not a great ball handler, I don't think, but she's physically strong enough to ward off the defense. Taylor Grubb is in there right now. Here's Smiley. Top of the key, launches a three. No good. Shot it awfully quick.
And there it is.
Rebound. And Brown just got her second foul.
Yeah.
Coming up over the back. Two quick ones on Macy Brown. We've had only 4 fouls in this game. And we played now 9.5 minutes. But 2 of those are on Macy Brown.
Now, let's see what Coach Hand's going to do. Because Coach Smith wants to talk about this now, knowing that he loses his 6'3 post player for a period of time here.
So we get a timeout on the floor, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. and check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
They're working on their perimeter. Bowling Green down in the lane. Franklin sends it out. There's a three up that is no good. Missing the shot was Natia Alexander. Rebounded again by Alzey County. One and done. Quickly down, but Bowling Green does get back in a hurry. Smith drives in the lane all the way to the rim. Puts it up and in off the glass. We get a whistle and a foul.
An excellent guard play right now. Coach Calvin Head, he's going to go back to bringing Wardlow back in to start at this ball game, but you got to be able to keep the guards in front of you. And Carly Smith is really, really good and comfortable on the penetration and finishing at the basket.
Senior puts the free throw up and in, a three-point play. She's in double figures with 10 points. It is 19-5, Owsley County. I'm not stunned, but I am shocked. Down inside, the shot put up no good, leaving it short on that left baseline with Smith. And Owsley County with another defensive rebound. It is one and done for a Bowling Green team you think could out-rebound this Owsley County team. Jump shot put off the left baseline by Grubb is no good, though. Bowling Green trying to run. They don't have any numbers. Outside of three is up and way over the mark. The shot put up by Chloe Potter. And Coach Calvin Head is not happy. He couldn't with that shot.
He couldn't have said it any better in the pregame interview, Dan. He's like, we don't score a lot of points. You can see why right now. They're really struggling to get easy opportunities against Owsley County early.
So the Lady Owls bring it down, and they let Addison Terry handle the ball this time. Gets it across the timeline. Gives Smith a little breather. Lynch off to Smith. Drives right across the key. Coming back left is Terry now. Hands it off to Lynch, and so good pressure defense right now, but Owsley County handling it well. Terry tries to go down inside.
They're calling for a charge.
They're going to call Terry for a charge as Chloe Potter was able to stand her ground. Addison Terry gets her first foul. That's the third foul of the second quarter.
And saying that they gave her the hook right there, because you mentioned it earlier, it's not like she's going to blow by you. But she does use her physical build a lot of times. But that time, in order to get by the defense, she did put that off arm out there.
Bowling Green, Bowling Green, they need a basket, but what they really need are a couple of baskets back-to-back.
Yeah.
They need to put some type of little run together to make them think they can score inside, spinning and missing the shot but being fouled. And there is Katie Smiley. Yeah, the personal foul is going to go against Shelby Murray, who now has picked up her second foul.
You did like that, and Shelby Murray's the one that came in and replaced Macy Brown on the inside. So two interior players for
Real was up. Although Shelby Murray, I mean, is a starter.
Yeah.
You know, she had gone out, and then she came back in.
Yeah.
Free throw is up and good again. And Katie Smiley has five of her team's 7 points at the free throw line right now, 19-7. Only one field goal for Bowling Green in a quarter and a half. Left side, Lynch, who's nailed a pair of threes, dribbles to the top of the key, gives to Terry. Quick launches a three, nothing at the bottom of the net.
Wow.
That's her first score.
And the way she got that off, I mean, Potter just looked at her like, what do I do? I can't get out there any quicker.
22-7, the lead at 15 for Owsley County. Wardlow, little guard out front for Bowling Green. Franklin looking in. Can't get the ball inside to Smiley. Now they try to, knock away, taken away. Now trying to re-steal it is Bowling Green, and coming up with it is Bowling Green, and it's put up first by Alexander, no good, but rebounded up and in by Josiah Franklin to make it 22-9. So Bowling Green creates a little something in transition. That's what they've got to try to do. 3:52 left to play here in the first half. Owsley County with a 22-9 lead on Bowling Green, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Lady Owls of Owsley County, a 13-point advantage here this first half. Here's Smith with it, way out on the right side, gives to Lynch. Now, again, Taylor Grubb is a freshman who's in there, kind of a fourth ball handler. Again, the player who's trying to provide size for them is Shelby Murray at a 5'9". Smith to Lynch. Terry takes it now. They want Smith to come and kind of reset the offense again. 3:24 to play in the half. Handling it well. Smith now has picked up the dribble. Cross-court pass. Gets it to Grubb. Now Terry takes it. Dribbles down to the left baseline. Back out front. Smith makes a move. Wide open free throw line. Jumper rolls off. Rebound. I thought we should have had a jump ball.
Jump ball, and they still did.
And they did call it that, even though, boy, Murray hit the deck. It'll be Bowling Green's basketball. With Murray in there with Alexander and... Or Franklin, rather.
Love the little subtle change there defensively by Bowling Green. They put Smiley on Smith. They using her length because they knew with Wardlow on her, she was going to just have her way with her. That's a little subtle change. See how that plays out.
Owsley County just stays back in that 2-3 zone. Here, Wardlow dribbles left and goes over on the left side. There's a three-point shot put up. That is no good by Riley Campbell, rebounded by Owsley County. Long pass down. Addison Terry takes it in the right corner. Doesn't have anything. They got back on defense. Smith, Grubb, left side. She fires a three. The freshman missed it. Left it a little short. Rebound tipped out. Gathered in. Running down. Alexander going to go all the way down and try it for the layup. And it was off her knee and out of bounds.
Great defense.
Goes back to Owsley County. We got a timeout. 2:35 left to play here in this first half. It is Owsley County 22, Bowling Green 9, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Coming up at halftime today, Jason Frakes from the Louisville Courier-Journal will step in and join us. We've got 2:35 to go, and Bowling Green open to make up a little ground, down 13-9, or 22-9, by 13 to Owsley County. Terry across the timeline. Terry wears a kind of powder blue shoes, but they go with that maroon uniform. Takes the pass right side, goes in, lays it up too hard off the glass, rebound. Little Wardlow gets it. She's out of there with it. Runs it down the right side. Smith cuts her off. Comes back outside. Alexander. Now Smiley. Back to Alexander. Back to Wardlow. Puts it on the deck. Couldn't get the shot away. They've got a double team. Dribbles through it. Try to get a shot up and a foul call.
Ooh, was this on Murray?
No.
Going to be on Grubb.
Wow, that was kind of interesting. You know, I thought the way that Carly Smith stopped the break. I mean, she anticipated that Wardlow would try to go to her strong hand, beat her to her right hand there, and that's what allowed Bowling Green not to get an easy layup opportunity.
Free throw is no good off the back of the iron.
A long ways to the basket for Wardlow when she shoots that, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Yeah, she's got a good... You know, if you're under 5 feet tall, you ought to be able to stand on a little booster pad to launch the shot from the free throw. Again, it's no good, but rebounded by Bowling Green. Able to get in there and get it was Alexander. Alexander to Wardlow out front. Here with the ball is Riley Campbell, but Wardlow takes it. Just working it on the perimeter right now, trying to get everybody in position. And now Wardlow fires a three. It's no good.
Wow.
Rebounded by Terry. Missed it badly, and... Here's Smith. May have gotten away with a walk right there. Gives to Terry. Minute 40 to go in the half. Back in Smith's hands. She drives around Wardlow. Back to Terry. An open deep three. No good. Left it short. Rebound. Wardlow gets it. Wardlow running ahead. Has a player ahead. Bounce pass up. Lay it up and in. It's Chloe Potter.
That's the space in which Bowling Green needs to play this game. Is out in open space like that.
22 to 11. 1:15 to play in the half. Lynch dribbles top of the key. Then they can't get Lynch a good look at the basket. Smith dribbles, gives it up to Terry, back down to Smith, right side, quick three, left it short. Rebound out in the floor, picked up in there by Chloe Potter, and we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Carly Smith. And a couple of free throws are coming for Bowling Green. That's Smith's first and the sixth team foul against Owsley County. It should
yeah,
be shooting free
yeah,
throws.
Yeah, she should be shooting free throws. Yeah.
I've got, so they said 5 fouls, but I got
it's
six.
Yeah, because it was 5 was already on the board, I thought.
Yeah. So we walk down, and it is Chloe Potter who will be at the line. Potter has a field goal. She has two of her team's 11 with 1:01 to play in the first half. Free throw up and good. Bowling Green coming out of an always hotly contested fourth region down there. Free throw good again. And so it's 22-13. Owsley County could use a score now. They've seen this lead reduced. Back to single digits. Terry out front. Hands it off to Smith. Dribbling against Wardlow. Goes right side and hands to Lynch. Circles around. Grubb. Takes it down the left corner. Looks down inside, but King at the ball in there. Back out to Smith. Little ball fake. Might have walked. Goes for the basket. Puts it up. No good. Hard off the glass. Rebound by Smiley. Takes it outside and on the run. Stops at the three-point line. Hands back to Wardlow. 25 seconds to go here in this opening half.
Well, they'll settle for this last possession here.
17 seconds to go. Let's see if they move early enough and get a good look at the basket. 11 seconds to go. Now Smiley gives it up, gets it back, goes down inside to Potter, turns in the lane, missed it, left it short. Rebound Alexander, out to Wardlow for a three, no good. And the first half comes to an end. So at halftime, the Lady Owls from Owsley County have the lead on Bowling Green, 22-13 as we come to the halftime break. And we'll return to Rupp Arena and our halftime show coming up after we step out a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance, a Bad Boy mower. packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Back here at halftime, and we've got a little bit of a surprise here at halftime, I think. Owsley County looking really good. They have the advantage. They've come out. They've made four three-point shots. They've handled the ball well against the Bowling Green pressure, and Bowling Green has really struggled to get the ball in the basket. They've made only 3 of 24 field goal attempts. They've missed all 9 threes in the game, and they're thankful for the 7 free throws they have here at halftime, so that they're, you know, not underwater in terms of points. It is 22-13, the Owls with the lead. And we'll talk about points and give you the statistical wrap-up in a minute. But right now, Jason Frakes, the high school beat writer for the Louisville Courier-Journal. Do we still call you the high school beat writer, Jason Frakes? I don't know. What kind of title
do they... I've been called worse.
What kind of title do they throw on you guys?
I guess that's what I am. High school beat writer, horse racing writer, whatever else you want to throw in there.
For the Courier Journal, you know, that's a big moniker. I mean, over the years, you're following, you're filling big shoes, aren't you,
Yeah.
Jason?
You know, people ask me about Bob White all the time, and, you know, he did this job for 40-some-odd years, and, you know, I was sat next to him last night at the 6th Region Championship game. He still comes out and watches games, and I tell him all the time, when I was growing up in Bowling Green, going to Bowling Green High School, I'd pick up the Courier Journal on the way to school in the mornings just to read, you know, read him and read about high school sports and check out the old Lincoln House ratings and things like that. So, you know, and I even in high school I thought, you know, that'd be a cool job one day, and now I'm doing it, so pretty cool.
I try not even to figure out where the world is in terms of newspapers these days, because I'm much older than you, and I go back to the day when, boy, getting that paper off the stoop in the mornings, that was big deal. I mean, when you got it, and it had news in it that was hot off the presses, so to speak. And the times have changed, and you've had to adapt, though. Even though you're a lot younger than me, you still had to adapt, haven't you? To a younger audience.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, it's when I took this job 17 years ago, it looks a lot different now than it did then. It looks a lot different now than it did 5 years ago. So, things have changed. It's definitely much more of a digital job than it used to be. And, you know, I've said this for years now, and nobody else really says this, but we are a company that runs our website that also publishes the newspaper, if that makes sense to anyone. And there's a lot of crossover there, but, you know, it's a digital first world, and you know, used to you couldn't read about the game you watched the night before until the next morning. Now you can read about it, you know, an hour, even sooner after it happens. You can still be in the gym, you know, cleaning up your mess in front of you, and I'll have a story about, you know, about the game you just watched online 10 minutes after it ends. May not be a whole lot, but you'll have a little bit of information, and then about an hour later, there'll be a full story online.
Do you think of yourself as a social mediaist? Is that a? Have you ever heard that phrase before? Can we? Can we maybe influence social mediaist?
I've never heard it put that way. I mean, I'm obviously very active on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Probably too active, to be quite honest with you, at times. I probably had to learn to shut up every once in a while. But in our profession, I think it's definitely very important to interact with your readers, to develop some sort of relationship with them, and have a back and forth with them. I tell other people all the time that Twitter probably saved my job, to be quite honest with you, because it allowed for us to grow an audience online that's there all the time, where I can post my stories, people see it there, and kind of go from there. So it's allowed more people to see my work, I guess.
I've written that line down right now. Jason Frakes, Twitter saved my job.
That's probably a little hyperbole, but I do think it's played a big role in helping our readership.
Does the fan base in general in Louisville, are they pulling for Sacred Heart this week, or could they care less if Sacred Heart's going to win another title?
That's a good question. Obviously, Sacred Heart fans are pulling for them. I don't think there's, we get into this whole public-private debate a lot. I don't sense that sort of vitriol towards Sacred Heart that you might see for other big private schools. I think naturally there are a lot of public school people in Louisville who don't want to see them win it again, to be quite honest. But I think Donna Moyer's been there a long time. I think she has a lot of respect around the city. And so I think, people who can look past the whole public-private thing and just, focus on what that program has done over the years. And, you can argue, about how they get kids or whatever. But that's a good question. I think there's a little bit of both.
If I live on the southwestern side of Louisville, if I want to, can I drive over and go to school at Eastern?
Yes.
And that's the deal, isn't it? I mean, it's
you don't even have to drive. They'll come get you.
They'll come even pick me up.
Now, that may be changing here soon. But, you can get a bus pretty much. It's changed so much since I've lived there. I don't really know all the rules, but it's essentially open enrollment. Yes.
Yeah. When the controversy was going on about the Louisville bus situation and it was going national, I wanted to say, hey, throw in there that they've got open sports enrollment down there, and that's maybe causing it. You got to have more buses maybe because of that. I didn't know that, and that's probably not a fact, but. Anyway, hey, what do you expect? Are you coming to this tournament thinking, I got to gear up? I think Sacred Heart's going to win it, or do you think something else might happen?
I'm here regardless whether they win it. So, but yes, I think they are they're an overwhelming favorite. I think it'd be a shock to see them get beat. They've won 69 straight games against Kentucky opponents going back more than 2 years. I think there are some teams here who can beat them on a given night. I think Cooper is a really, really good team from Northern Kentucky. They've been here. It's their third straight year here now, so they've been through it. They know what it takes. They played Sacred Heart pretty tough both times they played them this year. They're experienced. They have a lot of seniors. They have four seniors who are going on to play in college. They have one of the best freshmen in the state, so they're really good. They've only lost once since Christmas, and that was to Sacred Heart. So I think they're there. I think George Rogers Clark, even without Sierra Byers, they played Sacred Heart even through three quarters, a month ago. So there are teams that can beat Sacred Heart. Now, whether that happens, I don't know. They're awfully good. I don't know that they're as good as they were last year, but they're awfully good.
Thanks for bringing up Cooper, because Montgomery County beat Cooper by 9 points back early in the season. So, yeah, that makes it a lot of people in our listening area feel pretty good. this game, are you surprised as I am at this game?
You know, I didn't know much about Owsley County coming in, but I did know that they could shoot the three if you look at their stats.
Yeah.
And it was such a dichotomy in the styles. You know, they want to shoot the three. They get up and down. They average, I think, more than 60 points a game. Bowlingham came in averaging, I think, the least in the tournament, around 41. So just look at those two numbers, you realize that something wasn't going to mix there. So it is a little surprising. I don't think the 14th region has won a game here in 14 or 15, maybe even more years than that. So, but I will say this, if you watch the timeout, Calvin Head told his team, just get it under 10 by halftime. And they did. They're only down 9. Maybe they're going to shoot 3 for 24 again in the second half, but I wouldn't count on that. It kind of feels like Owsley County ought to be up by a lot more than 9 right now.
Yeah. Favorite place to eat in Bowling Green, then we'll let you go.
Mellow Mushroom Pizza, pretty good.
Mellow Mushroom Pizza, hey. Jason Frakes, it's always a pleasure. We'll probably get a chance to visit with you next week.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Jason Frakes, Louisville Courier Journal. We'll be back and recap the first half statistically in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Quick look at the first half statistics, scoring-wise for Owsley County, 10 points for their outstanding point guard, Carly Smith, 4 of 9 from the field. She made a 3, also has 3 assists, and a steal. Played one of 3 players to play 16 minutes, although Bowling Green had a couple of players that played 16 minutes, too, in that first half. After her 10, 8 for Aaliyah Lynch, who was 2 of 2 from beyond the 3-point line, she has a 3 for Addison Terry on a 3-point field goal, and 1 point for Shelby Murray, as Macy Brown did have a couple of rebounds, picked up a couple of fouls in that first half, and played just 10 of the 16 minutes. On the other side, for Bowling Green, 5 for Katie Smiley, their post player, 4 points for Chloe Potter, 2 apiece for Natai Alexander and Josiah Franklin. Those are the players who scored for them. And, boy, I'm 3 of 24. Boy, that's an ugly shooting number. I mean, they've 12.5% from the field, missed all 9 of their threes.
I was sitting there thinking to myself, I said, Dan's going to ask me, you know, what are these coaches thinking? I said, I'm Coach Calvin Head. We do not go in the locker room at halftime. We're going to sit out here and we're going to shoot shots. We're going to get as many shots up during this halftime that we can possibly get, because we need to work on our shots. We've got to make shots in this second half if we're going to try to come out of here with a win.
We're ready to go here in this second half, and teams are headed to their benches right now. We'll be back, start of the second half, in 30 seconds.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Owsley County with the ball to begin the second half, leading by 9 points, and the ball is lost in the backcourt. Macy Brown was way out near the timeline, and Terry tried to throw the ball, and I don't know if Terry, if Brown was looking for it, but it goes into backcourt. It's a turnover in that first half. That's only the fifth turnover against Owsley County. Bowling Green with only three, but, you know, Bowling Green's got to turn up the heat a little bit defensively, create a few more turnover opportunities, I think. They have it right now. See if they can get a quick score here in this third quarter. Wardlow out front. Again, a 2-3 zone. That's all we've seen from the Owsley County Lady Owls. Driving down there is taken away. Murray with a steal. Trying to penetrate and get down inside was Alexander. And now almost there is a turnover by Bowling Green. They take it away. And Wardlow trying to run. Goes down, stops in the lane from 13. Missed a shot. Rebound, battle for, and it's going to be picked up by Bowling Green. Smiley, Wardlow for three, no good. Hard off the glass. Players battling down on the floor. Jump ball, possession arrow. Will keep it with Bowling Green. Wow. Ivan, they're not just 3 of 25. I mean, these have been some ugly shots, really. I mean, you know, we're talking about a lot that aren't close. There's a ball tipped to take away by Addison Terry. She dribbles up, gets it across the timeline. Being backtracked, and Bowling Green able to get back. They take away a transition opportunity. Terry with it on the left side. Goes behind a Brown screen out high. Now Murray with it, right side of the key. Murray is not apt to put it on the floor and try to do anything with it. She gives it up. Here is Smith dribbling. Sends it right corner to Lynch. Lynch hadn't been able to get good looks since she nailed a couple of threes, and now they'll reset the offense again. Addison Terry out front over to Smith on left wing against Wardlow. Hands it off to Brown on the three-point line. Now Murray, who's also out there, bounces off to Smith. Here is Smith, right side Terry. Drives to the right baseline, cut off, probably fouled. No call, back outside to Smith. Smith is dribbling against Wardlow. Here's Murray. One dribble, Lynch, a three, left side, no good. Went a long time without getting a shot. That's never good. Wardlow comes down on the dribble. Sends it right side. Smiley for a three. That is no good. And on the rebound, they battle for it. We get a jump ball. Possession arrow, Owsley County. Murray gets tied up with an aggressive play by Chloe Potter. And now we get a substitution in for Bowling Green as they're going to rotate Riley Campbell in, replacing Natiya Alexander.
Bowling Green had a chance to get a layup there. They gave the ball to Smiley. She stopped at the three-point line. But the way they've been shooting, go in and get that layup. Get that layup opportunity because you need to score right now.
Murray for Owsley County. They lead by 9 down inside to Brown, who laid it up and left it short. The freshman trying to get her first points. Rebound, Wardlow with it. Down the left side, Potter. Dribbles into the lane, goes all the way and flips it up and in.
It gets the foul right there, too. I didn't see that, but whoa, what a great job by Potter attacking the basket. She's a smaller version of Meadow Tisdale. She's got that same kind of body build, but just a smaller version of Meadow Tisdale, and looked really, really comfortable driving there into the middle of the lane.
Chloe Potter with her 6 point, going for point number 7, and can cut this lead to 6 points. Free throws up and good.
See what that does to this Bowling Green team.
First point. We go 2.5 minutes before we get any points here in the second half. 22-16. Owsley County trying to answer here. Terry dribbling out there, really pushing that offense out on the floor. Smith now drives in, goes down the lane, and gets her shot blocked out of bounds. Smiley came over and
great,
deflected it out. It'll stay with Owsley.
Great job of Smiley coming over, but then for Franklin to drop down and cover that boy.
On the inbound, Terry a three, good. Terry just broke out on the right side. Nobody came out and picked her up. And Addison Terry's second three, and right back to a 9-point lead, 25-16. Coach Head just really frustrated that nobody came out to guard her there. Left corner, there's an open three. That is no good by Riley Campbell. Owsley the rebound, long pass to Lynch. They did have a player back. But now the handoff to Smith goes right side of the lane. Flips it up too hard. Rebound picked up in there by Grubb outside to Terry. And they'll reset the offense. Smith comes to get the ball. Dribbles down into the lane. Flips it up good with the left hand. They already called a foul.
Yeah, got grabbed well out on the floor. But, boy, just shows you how strong Smith is to be able to finish on that contact way out on the floor.
That foul, I thought he signaled 23, but it must have been looking for the Bowling Green foul. I'm not sure who that was on. But Allison County keeps possession. Terry passes up a three, drives left baseline, misses a jump shot that might have been partially blocked. The ball out of bounds. It'll go to Bowling Green.
Put the cut that foul on Wardlow, please, Dan.
Wardlow gets her first foul, and that's the first foul this third quarter. Had one foul each way, and we played a little less than 4 minutes. Here's Franklin, Wardlow. On the left side, Campbell back to Wardlow. Now Franklin, they've got Potter in the middle. They've got Smiley down low. She takes it, fans it out. Potter at three, bank it in. And a big smile on her face. Chloe Potter has all six of her team's points here in the third quarter. Brings Bowling Green back within six at 25-19. And timeout taken. We'll be back in a half minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
So far on the season coming in here, Chloe Potter about 28% from the three-point line. Bowling Green is a team at 32, but they're back within 6 points at 25-19. Housley County with the ball. Murray hands to Brown and way outside. Now Smith goes behind a Brown screen. Gives back to Brown down the right side to Grubb or to Lynch. Dribbles left to the key and hands it back to Smith. And now Smith gets back tapped out of bounds by Wardlow. It'll be played by Owsley County.
Bowling Green's done a good job defensively with the way Owsley's using Brown out high to set these picks. They're doing a great job of fighting through, not allowing Owsley County to get north and south.
Bowling Green's got momentum right now. It's like, hey, here we come, here we come. And Owsley County needs to, they need to score to kind of put a little bit of the fire out. Terry, did it a minute ago with the three. Brown outside, or rather Grubb, on the left. And try to hand it down to Terry, deflected out of bounds by Potter. Boy, Potter's a senior. In fact, Franklin and Alexander and Campbell and Potter, those are all seniors for Bowling Green. But again, a lot of them didn't play a lot last year.
They didn't have much effect on the game, at least down here at the state tournament.
Passes into Smith. Smith dribbles right, hounded by Wardlow. Forces up a shot, put up too hard. And little Wardlow goes and gets a rebound. Here she comes. Running down, creating numbers. Left side, Potter goes in, puts it up. No good, but fouled. That'll be on Terry. That'll be Addison Terry, a sophomore for Owsley County, getting her second foul, the second team foul here in the third quarter. And guess who's going back to the line? Chloe Potter.
And Potter
has two shots.
Potter's doing a great job here in the second half. And give Bowling Green credit. They're getting behind the defense a little bit of Owsley County, something they weren't able to do much of in the first half.
Potter averages 4.9 points a game. She's got 11 right now, and it looks like she's the whole offense for Bowling Green at the moment. This shot rims out, the rebound. Alexander gets it back.
Uh-oh. Is this foul on Brown?
And that.
On Murray, either one, it's going to be a big foul.
Well, they call that foul on Murray. So Murray gets, I didn't see much contact in there on that one, Ivan, but I think that's a play through. But Bowling Green gets it here outside. Going in, Smiley puts up a little jump shot that's no good. Rebound knocked away, and Murray comes out of there with it. Hands it off to Smith, and Murray gets fouled by Wardlow.
Murray just picked up her 10th rebound. She's got 9 defensive rebounds in this ball game.
Knowing your role, she is not a big scorer. She is going to get that ball and she's going to pass it. She's not going to dribble it much. About 3 dribbles a game they give her. And then here's Smith right now dribbling down against Wardlow. Takes it all the way to the top of the key. Keeps the dribble, looking. Now hands it off to Terry. Goes to the right side, hands off to Brown, who lays it up and in.
And that's what she asked Brown to do. The coach, Terry Smith, is like, you catch the ball, you put it in.
27 to 20. Missed opportunities for Bowling Green. They're still down by 7. They could have really closed the gap. Smiley, left corner. There's a 3. Good.
Oh, wow.
Alexander knocks down a 3-point field goal. Their second 3 of the second half. And they're within 4 at 27-23. Smith hands it off to Lynch. Dribbles left through the key. Hands to Murray, who dribbles 2. Picks it up on the third dribble. Smith tried to give it low to Brown. It was knocked away. Now we get a jump ball.
Well, they've done a good job on Smith, Dan, when she's gotten into the paint area. It's kind of, you know, kind of playing off of her just a little bit so that she doesn't have the passing lane, but yet they can still stay engaged with, in front of her.
Timeout on the floor, 2:08 to play in the third quarter, 27-23. Owsley County leads Bowling Green, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Bowling Green down by 4, and they have, again, they are a team now, kind of like they're on a mission. They got down to this Owsley County team in a big way, and now they're trying to come back. They try to float that pass down the baseline again and get to Franklin. They knocked away, but Bowling Green does keep the possession. Down and inside, short jump shot is put up, and it's no good by Alexander, rebounded by Owsley County. Boy, they missed. Got a good shot down close to the basket.
Yeah, and they tried to get him on that back pick again out of a timeout, and Alden County was able to disrupt it once again.
Here's Smith against Wardlow, dribbling down. Splits the defense, trying to go up for a shot, got fouled, and that'll be on Wardlow.
Yeah, she got the step on Wardlow. Wardlow has done a great job since early on of kind of being more of a nuisance to Smith by just staying underneath of her.
Smith gets to shoot 2. Free throws up and good. That's her first point in the second half, her 11th of the game. She leads her team in scoring. Wardlow will come out now and back in for Coach Calvin Head's Bowling Green team is Riley Campbell. So they get a 5-footer out and put in a 5-9 player. Second free throw is also good by Smith. So the lead goes back to 6 at 29-23. Important 90 seconds right here, Ivan, the end of this quarter.
Yeah, because Wardlow had done some really good things offensively, too, for Bowling Green handling the ball. Oh, that's a double. Yeah, I thought it was. Coach Head thought the ball got knocked to 3 by Owsley County, but it wasn't.
So the turnover gives it to Owsley County with a minute 15 to play. Third quarter. Now we got Alexander out there guarding Smith. Brown beyond the top of the key. Gives back to Smith, used behind the screen.
Oh, they're going to get Brown, yeah. Brown had been doing a great job. And Smith had been doing a great job of rubbing her defender off of her that time. There was too much space in between her, and it caused Brown to move a little.
So Brown gets her third. Team foul number four here.
They had done such a great job working in
tandem. I didn't think there was a foul because I didn't think there was enough contact there to get a foul. It's kind of, you know. Here's a shot put up, a jumper, no good by Franklin. Rebounded by Alza County. Terry got smacked in the face, and but I think she's okay. Smith runs down. A little bump and go, and his Grubb fires an 18-footer that doesn't go down. Doesn't shoot much, but got wide open that time, and the ball's out of bounds, and it will be played by Bowling Green.
Yeah, Mary had a good look there, but again, you can tell that's not one of her strengths on the offensive end.
I like the way Murray walks down the floor. She didn't pick her feet up very much, but boy, then when she runs, you know, she is one of those.
She's using her energy wisely.
Yeah, if you're looking for best role player, boy, she's good. There's Alexander knocking down three off the left wing.
Wow, Alexander, two threes here in the second half, and a big difference in this ball game for Bowling Green.
29-26, 12 seconds to go. Here is Smith. Got to make a move. 7 seconds. Being guarded by Alexander. Smith spins left into the lane. Goes under. Tried to put up a shot up. Didn't get close. And the third quarter comes to an end. Smith thought she got fouled, but no call. Third quarter over. Owsley County ahead, but only three. 29-26 on Bowling Green. And we'll be back. Fourth quarter action coming up in 90 seconds.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Clark's Pump and Shop is sponsoring the little game they play and racing these little cars around. And we had two older young men from Bowling Green and a couple of really small guys from Owsley County. And the Bowling Green kids beat them, and then they taunted them. These little, you know, look like they're 16 and 17 versus a 9 and 10. And they were, the older ones won, and then they taunted.
That's the way life is sometimes, Dan.
Here's the ball almost out of bounds, almost lost, but Owsley County controls. Terry puts up a 17-footer, left it short. Oh, Owsley County is feeling the pressure right now, running down. We get Franklin, hands it off. There's a jump shot up and good by Riley Campbell, and we got a one-point game, 29-28, Owsley County. How badly they need a basket now. Brown, Smith. Smith goes and puts up his 17-footer, got fouled. They didn't call that one. I don't know why they didn't call a foul out of it.
Yeah, and now they're going to call a foul on
and
Smith.
And now Smith's going to get a foul call. So Smith's a little frustrated. I would be too.
Yeah.
She went up on a shot and got hit.
And right now, Owsley County, they've got to figure this out. You know, the nerves that we thought they might have at the onset of this ball game have now started to, they're starting to feel it a little bit here.
Common foul, first of this fourth quarter, so You got to get to five for the free throws. Down inside, making a move and putting it up and in. Finally, we see Katie Smiley do all we expect her to do a lot.
Yeah, they've gone down inside to her now. You know, Brown's got those three fouls. She's thinking that she's not going to guard her strong.
30-29, the lead for Bowling Green, 6:44 to go. Here is Murray, hands it off to Terry. Terry got fouled, and they did call the foul this time. Potter is back in there, and Potter gets the foul call.
And then in the 14th region championship game against Estill County, things got a little chaotic, and Estill County was able to gather themselves and finish out that game solidly to get the championship crown. But they've got to figure it out right now, because Bowling Green scratched it up a little bit with their defense.
So Wardlow's come back into the game. Smith against Wardlow. See if she can take advantage of a little height here. Going down right at the top of the lane. Hands it off to Terry, and she bombed the ball.
And that's, you know, right now, Smith has become ball dominant in this offense for Alza County. And because they're doing such a good job defensively on the ball, it has really caused problems here.
Lynch had 8 points in the first quarter, hasn't scored since. And they can't get her a shot. Left corner, Potter for three, no good. Long rebound, picked up in there, put up and in by Franklin.
Now, Bowling Green's doing everything it wasn't doing in the first half, Dan. They're knocking down shots, and they're rebounding.
32-29, 6:06 to go. Smith drives in on the right side, goes in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Franklin battles for it, comes away. Out-battle Murray, gets it to Wardlow. Runs it down across the timeline, holds up, looks to Coach Head. Directly in front of us here at Rupp Arena with 5:50 on the clock.
Somehow you got to get that ball back to Smiley down inside. Right now she's out on the perimeter.
Smiley's over on the right side, Campbell on the left side. They go in the middle of the defense, and now Smiley for a three. Good.
Oh, wow. Right now, the Lady Owls are saying who. And that's, yeah, who is it that's going to take over this ball game for them? Oh,
Terry,
wow.
Nails a three. Addison Terry gets her third three of the game.
She was almost on the logo.
35-32, wow. And we get a timeout taken by the Lady Owls with 5:22 to play. So we got a game. It's broken out right here in this second half at Rupp Arena, and we're going to tell you about the final 5:22 when we come back in 1 minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Well, outside of Rupp Arena right now, Ivan, it's 66 degrees. I mean, for this time of the year, it is hot. And right now, Bowling Green is even hotter on the inside. I mean, this team, they went from nowhere to all of a sudden they can score every time.
Man, I'm telling you, the energy on this team, we're right behind their bench, and the energy has changed. And like I said, it was a matter of just getting some shots to fall, and then it really got the energy in this team. And defensively, they've been connected. They've been able to get the rebounds. They're now out-rebounding Housley County, 33-28.
Housley County trying to press the defense a little bit, but Bowling Green handles it. Wardlow. How'd you like to take the ball away from Wardlow?
You have to get low.
try to track her around with the basketball for about a half hour every day. I'd lose pounds quickly. There's a shot put up, no good, but a foul. It'll send Franklin to the free throw line. For two shots.
We called that foul on Grubb.
So Taylor Grubb gets her second and the second team foul, but it's going to be a two-shot anyway for Franklin, who puts his shot up and in. Franklin's fifth point of the game. A four-point Bowling Green lead. We've got 4:57 to go. And the shot is up and good again.
I mean, right now, Bowling Green looks like the offensive juggernaut, the way they played the last handful of minutes.
The lead at five, down on the baseline. And the shot put up by Lynch, and she hit it off the side of the board, but knocked out of bounds by Bowling Green, and the Lady Owls will play it here. Not being able to get Lynch a shot for so long after she nailed a couple early shots is, I think, really worked against Owsley County here. Terry driving down the left side, a little floater up and no good. Rebound, Brown gets it and puts it back in.
Oh, so good is Brown right there. The way she got position and then she tracked that ball and went back up softly with it.
37-34, Bowling Green. They get it across against pressure from Owsley County. Wardlow, Smiley. Smiley's over on the left wing now. Campbell on the right. They go in the middle. Franklin back out. Smiley, an open three left side. No good. Long rebound. And we're going to get a foul on Brown, I believe.
Oh, yep. It could be a real big game changer, especially with the way.
No, they're going to call on Taylor Grove.
No, they cut it on Brown.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was her fourth. Substitution for 4:06 left. Murray's going to come back in for Brown here. Although Murray's done a great job on the board. She's gotten 10 rebounds today. It's just different from a height standpoint now.
Comes into Wardlow, deep on the left side. She'll dribble back out front, hand to Alexander.
Well, I'm definitely going back into Smiley. She's in the middle of the defense, too.
Just throw it in there, and something will happen if you get the ball to her right now. But Murray trying to play behind her.
Oh, got to dump it in there.
Here is Alexander, and we get a foul on the perimeter that's going to go against Lynch.
Coach Head, he stuck his foot right there in front of him. He said, middle. This is very simple now at this point in time. This is not rocket science.
Potter, Smiley. Potter threw it in the middle even though she was out at the top of the key. Here dribbling through is Alexander. Owsley County down by three, trying to apply as much pressure as they can on the perimeter. 3:32. Wardlow in trouble.
Oh, wow.
Wardlow gives over.
Seems like a little mouse through a mouse hole there.
That'll be somebody open, isn't there? Smiley takes it outside. The clock at 3:20 to go. The lead 3 points. Wardlow just holding the ball. Almost like, hey, we'll just keep it this final 3:10 and win by 3 points. Here is Alexander looking. Gives to Wardlow. Three fouls here in this fourth quarter against Owsley County, so they got one more to give before they would put Bowling Green on the line. We're under 3 minutes to play now. Wardlow driving around. They're man-to-man. Lynch trying to come off of Wardlow and double team, but now they get it down low. Go for the basket, laying it up and in.
Got the layup.
Alexander.
Once they got the ball away from the double team, they had the advantage.
39-34. 2:35 to go. Down inside, flipping it up and in is Smith.
What a shot.
Smith with 14, and we get a quick timeout taken by Owsley County. 39-36. 2:32 left to play in the game. And here at Rupp Arena, the opening to this, what we think will be an exciting girls' Sweet 16. I think we've got an exciting finish to this one coming up. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
We've got McCracken County and Russell coming up next, the second half of this opening doubleheader here in the girls' state tournament. And right now, Bowling Green with the advantage, trying to now hold off Owsley County after the Lady Owls held the advantage. They once led 22-7 in this game. They're down 39-36. Bowling Green leading the ball. Coming down is Alexander across the timeline. Dumps it out on a high post. Murray guarding Franklin, but she leaves it off to Campbell. Campbell having trouble handling it. And now we get a timeout taken by Bowling Green. And they're going to take a full timeout.
What excellent defense, though, Owsley County played. A team that plays a lot of 2-3 zone. Boy, they were really aggressive on the ball.
So we get another timeout. 2:15, that's all that's left. And we'll step out again. We'll be back in just a minute.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
We've got 2:15 to play. The possession arrow is Bowling Green's way. Bowling Green, in this fourth quarter, has committed only one foul, I think. And so, Owsley County with the grub in there right now, and they're leaving Brown on the bench, what they should do, really. They're trying to really pressure defense. The ball knocked away, and they come up with it. Lee pass. Down, trying to get to Smith. It's out of bounds. It's going to go back to Bowling Green all the way down the other end of Flores. Looked like Owsley County not only had a turnover, they might get a transition basket, and it didn't happen. Bowling Green's going to get the ball back. And we haven't moved the clock very far. 2:09 to play. Just 6 seconds off the clock, and we get another timeout. We sit with a three-point lead for Bowling Green and a timeout. This is a media timeout, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Bowling Green coming down across the timeline, and Wardlow traveled. Got caught between a couple of players. Oh, she's upset. They're going to take her right out of the game and get Campbell back in there.
She looked at Coach Head in the bench like it was somebody else's fault. Like, there's nothing else we can do for you, honey, at this point.
Wardlow's a junior. Here's Smith. Well, just under two to play, and we get a timeout taken by Isaac. Wow. Will we get any play in right now? I mean, the last 2 minutes truly have been the longest 2 minutes in the history of basketball, I think, with the timeouts. But we got another one right now. Let's step out for a half minute, and then we'll come back, and Ivan will reset what's going to happen here in the final 1 minute and 57 seconds of this three-point game. We're back in a half minute.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Minute 57 to play. Bowling Green with a 3-point lead. Owsley County, as we come back to the action, will get ready to inbound the ball at midcourt.
Side in, they got this line set up here. Obviously, they're trying to get something to break Smith free here. Give her a chance to drive and get a layup, possibly, or to kick it out to one of them shooters.
Well, she's going to break into backcourt and get the ball. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Just the way they're lined up. I mean, that's an easy.
But it's going to allow her to be able to then come off of a pick.
She gets it, dribbles left, guarded by Alexander, comes back behind the screen to the right, can't get free. Now Terry drives in, going to go all the way in, and gets her shot blocked, but a foul, and to the line, Addison Terry to shoot two free throws, trying to cut the lead to one, still 1:46 to go.
Liked everything about that, Dan, because they were trying to get Smith as the first option, but then on that handoff, you knew that you had Terry with the potential of going north and south right now.
5'10 sophomore puts a free throw up and in out of the bottom of the net. First time on the line tonight. She has 10 points now. The other nine all coming on 3-point field goals.
And that's where you saw the physical build of Terry come into play there. She was the one that set the initial pick.
We got a 1-point game. She knocked both of them down. It is 39-38 in backcourt. Smiley, long pass down to Campbell. In front court, couple of dribbles, able to get rid of it to Alexander. Now right side, Smiley drives for the basket, goes in, puts it up and in.
And that's where they had the advantage. Yeah, once they got the ball inside to Smiley with no Brown on the floor.
41-38, 1:24 to go. Smith driving out front, hands it off to Lynch. Lynch gets it knocked away, but now it's loose, picked up. And here's Potter going to run uncontested, goes down, stops and missed it.
Oh, missed it.
She misstepped. Back the other way, Terry. But Owsley County unable to get a good shot in transition. Now Terry, a deep three, in and out, but a foul on a three-point shot. She can tie the game.
Crazy foul.
And that foul is going to go against Natasha Alexander. N-A, capital T-A-J-I-A.
Yeah, there's no reason for that foul. If Terry makes that shot, she makes that shot. You know, and little does she know, Terry had taken a shot to the nose there on that previous offensive possession.
Terry missed her free throw.
And I think it still affected her. You know, she reached back up to her mouth again. She took a shot to the face on that turnover on the previous possession.
1:02 to go. Now she can only cut it to one. If she can make these last two, shot good. She's got 12 points.
Got a box out here.
41-39. Possession arrow, Bowling Green's way. Free throw good again. She'd like to have that other one back right there. Can I shoot that one more time? 41-40. Bowling Green the ball. We get a foul in backcourt.
I think you like this if you coach Smith. Make Bowling Green go make some free throws.
Yeah, Addison Terry gets her third foul. We come down and
you put the pressure on Bowling Green here. Because you know you've got good shooters and maybe create some opportunities here if you can.
This is Alexander or Franklin, right?
That's Alexander.
Alexander's free throw rolls in for him.
And Alexander's had to be huge here, too. We only talked about her shooting those two threes in the second half. But in this, she's the primary ball handler with Wardlow on the bench. And, you know, Wardlow's very adept at handling the ball and the pressure, but she's made a couple of miscues here late.
She's a lefty. The senior left it short, ground back in there.
Franklin did a great job.
Jump ball, but it'll stay with Bowling Green. So the Purples have a two-point lead and the ball with 58.9 seconds to go.
Franklin beat Brown off the block there to get that rebound.
Smiley sends it way out deep to Alexander. Smith guarding her. 55 seconds to go. Alexander gives it up. Campbell, now left side. Franklin drives in, goes up. Puts it up and in with the left hand.
What a play by Franklin.
Franklin's been big in this second half. Four-point game. Smith down. Smith dribbling around, gives it off to Terry. Terry forces up a shot that left short. Rebound, we get a foul. It'll go against Murray with 31.8 to go, and Potter's going to be at the free throw line down the other end.
Wow. And it was a good look that Terry got. You know,
she was under a lot of pressure, but I still thought it was pure. It just didn't get there. Left a little bit short on the front of the iron. And now here is Chloe Potter, who I think is really the difference in the game. She had six quick points in a span in that third quarter, and she has 11 in the game. Free throw up, though, no good.
She brought a lot of energy. And that was the thing about it, Dan. Once they started making shots, you saw this defense go to a different level all of a sudden.
Free throws up and good, and we get a timeout taken by Bowling Green. Potter makes the lead 5 at 45-40. And each team will have one timeout remaining, and we'll be back to see how this one wraps up. The Purples are up by 5 with 31.8 to go. We return in 1 minute.
It's tough enough to break all the rules, want everything without sacrificing anything, want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value, the perfect balance of power and performance, a Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year, it's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Well, Owsley County, they gotta come down and get a quick score. They, you know, you'd love to hit a three. With now with every foul, two shots.
Yeah, you're just elongating the game.
Yeah, well, you kind of need to. You hope you can make a three, because then you're probably going to have to foul, and you know they're going to get two free throws. And here comes into Smith, and backcourt, she's got to hurry. Working against Alexander across the timeline down the left side. Alexander right with her. Trouble getting free. Now she dribbles back to the right across the screen and almost walked. Lynch, Terry.
Man, Terry can't get a shot.
You got to put a shot up. Yeah, you got to shoot the ball. Lynch fires a three. Good. Timeout with 10.1 seconds to go. Wow. How about that under pressure? Lynch had not scored since early in this game. That's her third three of the game.
It cuts the lead to 2 points at 45-43. And hey, now you got to look for the quick foul, Ivan, if you can't. The chances of getting a turnover in high school basketball are not real good.
Yeah, and like I said, and what we've seen so far, and Alden County's done about as good as they can with the man pressure in this game. It's just very difficult. They've got to decide who they want to shoot free throws now. You know, which one of these Lady Purples out on the floor do they want shooting these free throws? And that, I think that's the challenge here, and hopefully that it plays in their favor, because you know if they can get the ball off the glass, off of a missed free throw, then they've got the type of player in Smith that can push the ball, get her own shot, or for somebody else.
Riley Campbell might be a good, well, Franklin. Is Franklin out there?
Yeah.
Well, you'd love to have her on the line. They're not going to get it to her.
Alexander
is a good free throw shooter. She's came into the game hitting right at 72% from the line, and in the game has made one of two here. And the clock is stopped with 9.2 seconds to go. If she makes both free throws, the game is over. Owsley County has no timeouts left. So let's see what happens. And it's no good. There is still life.
Let's bring Brown in to be a rebounder here. So we got Brown and Murray crossing each other on the low block here. Remember, Franklin beat her off the line last time.
Here we go. The lefty shot is up and good. So it's a three-point game. Here we go. And a foul at midcourt. But again,
yeah,
fouls to give. 6 seconds to go.
That's it.
Oh, that's the fourth foul now. So the next, if there is another foul, but again, foul again with 6 seconds to go. Comes to Murray. Murray gives back to, and there is a foul.
Oh, there is a foul. Wow.
4.1 to go, but now, you know, if you make two, yeah, you're down by one. You got to, there's not enough time, I don't think, for another foul to take place and for you to get back down the floor. So Addison Terry goes to the line. She's got 13. Make this first one. And she does. They don't have a timeout.
Here we go.
Will they try to miss the second one? Have you practiced this?
Have you practiced this? Did you talk about it in the last timeout?
4.1 to go. She throws it up there, and the rebound came off hot.
She came across the line.
Yeah, she came across the line herself, so it's out of bounds. 4.1. Bowling Green up by two at 46-44. They will inbound the ball, and they get it in, and there's a...
Oh, they didn't even call a foul. And the time's going to go out. Well, it looked like there was a foul. Wow. Wow, they didn't call a foul.
This Smith came down.
Looked like something happened. Didn't tell. I mean, she reacted as if she may have gotten hit, but no foul.
You hear the fans reacting. But Bowling Green is wanted. They come from behind in the second half to get a 46-44 victory. Don't go away. We'll be back with a recap of this opening game of the girls' Sweet 16 when we come back in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush. Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Your final, Bowling Green 46, Owsley County 44. It ended with the winner we thought going in, but the boy, the way we arrived was not anything close with, again, a big lead early for Owsley County. They got up by 15 points. Bowling Green able to come back and find their offense in the second half, and they able to dig out a two-point win and move on to the quarterfinal round. And as now, Owsley County wrapping up a fine 26-10 season. Bowling Green advancing at 24-10. And a quick look, individual scoring for Bowling Green. Alexander, Potter, and Smiley, 12 points apiece. 8 for Franklin, 2 for Campbell. Their total of 46. For Owsley County, 14 for Terry, 14 for Smith, 11 for Lynch. Brown got 4, Murray got 1, along with 10 rebounds. And that's the scoring for Owsley County in the game. Owsley County ends up shooting just under 30%, 14 of 47, and they made 43.8% from the three-point line. Inside the three-point line, 7 of 31 for Owsley County. There is the difference. And Bowling Green ends up shooting just 31.1%, but wow, in the second half, they end up making 11 of 21 field goal attempts. So they kind of lit it up in the second half, and they win with a 36-30 rebound advantage, and Bowling Green only 8 turnovers, 10 on Owsley County. That's a quick statistical wrap-up, but fascinating game.
They play their strength. The scoring range was in the 40s. It had to get outside the 40s for Owsley County to win this ballgame. Owsley County was rebounding really well in that first half, but then in the second half, it was Bowling Green, able to rebound the ball, able to make some baskets, and then when they went to the free throw line, they cashed in there, Dan. It was a situation where it was not how you started, it was how you were able to finish. And you heard Coach, you heard Jason Frakes talk about what Coach Head said there going into halftime. If he could get it under 10, felt like they were engaged enough with this team to be able to give themselves a win, and that's what they did. They toughed this one out, and which they were really, really struggling to score the basketball. You know, even the great defense team, they have to score to some degree to get to do what they want to do really well, and they were able to do it here today.
So the first game is in the books. The next game is scheduled to begin at 1:30, and we are about 48 minutes away. So we're gonna be able to head back to the studio for a short period of time here and catch up on a little music. Jeff West is back there, can always spin some of the best that you could ever get. And we'll hear a few songs, and then we'll come back here and get ready for game two, which is McCracken County and Russell. The McCracken County squad, 29-5, one of Ivan's favorite coaches of all time here in the Sweet 16. Scott Sibbles lined up with McCracken County. Boy, Russell, what a well-coached team that
Andy
is.
Andy Lane, they've done a great job there.
Boy, they have. They're 28-6 coming in, and that's the second matchup to see who will move on and face Bowling Green on Friday in the quarterfinal round. But for now, for our studio engineer, Jeff West, for our on-site engineer and the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, Hayes McBacon, and Ivan Rawls on color, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks a lot for being with us. One game in the book, another game coming up. We'll rejoin you in just a little bit of over 15 minutes to get ready for McCracken County and Russell again. So long for a few minutes. The final in our opening game Bowling Green 46, Owsley County 44. For now, so long, everyone.
You've been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.